Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button, it really helps us grow. Be sure to follow on another platform because I can get unplugged any day now.
With this hottie on Hinge, I say, where's our first date? I shoot him a shot, right? He says, you tell me. I say, you can't Uno reverse card me. He said, it's already been done. Like, this is such lazy chatting. I say, well, I don't know Fidei well. Show me a cool cocktail bar. Speakeasy vibes? Like, I'm setting it all up for him. Like, he doesn't have to figure anything out. He says Stone Street. Like, I'm supposed to know what that is. So now I have to go Google.
Yeah, keep giving him hell, Chad. Keep giving him hell. Because this is exactly how she act with 80% of men. Probably not even this. I'm sure he's giving her way more than she would give some average Joe guy. So yeah, I definitely don't feel sorry for her. Stop swinging out of your league and you won't got to deal with this. See, men have to deal with this even when we swing in our league. Actually, sometimes, even below our league, we get treated like this. So yeah, no sympathy over here.
Cute, I think I've been there. What's your schedule? Like, I can't even get the decency of a full sentence. Schedule's insane, work crazy hours. Cool, you're really making me work for this. What every girl dreams for. I'm done with men.
Okay, you heard her say, oh, at least give me the decency to write a full sentence. They only care about human decency when they're the ones getting treated bad. When she laughed in some guy's face to try to come up and talk to her, she didn't care about human decency then. Not saying she did that. I don't know her personally, but I'm just using her as an example. When she used the guy for food on dates and knew she wasn't really interested, she didn't care about human decency then. Ladies, I want you to care about human decency across the board, not just when something bad happened to you or when somebody treating you bad. Can you do that for me?
How much money do you think that you got from these guys, like collectively?
Probably like, I don't know, a lot. And that I blew because I was so young. I would blow all that. Probably like, I don't know, almost a million.
She blew a M. She blew a meal ticket. And this is what I say all the time about women who make big bucks and got fancy jobs. What the bank account look like, though? What the savings account look like, though? What the retirement going to look like? What do the investments look like? A lot of these women who making all this money, these hundreds of thousands on OF, or even if she a Harvard graduate, whatever, a lot of these women don't do well with money. A lot of them are broke. They make a lot. They make six figures. But that bank account looking rough. Them investments looking rough. I know someone who makes six figures who isn't going to have enough at retirement. I'll just say that. So just in general, don't be so impressed with people who are making a certain amount of money. You might be making half, but your savings and investments looking twice as better. Don't get so caught up in appearance.
Probably through all these sugar daddies.
Damn.
I would have... Through the years, you know?
Like, yeah.
Probably almost a million.
She's a 10, but she laughs at your homies' jokes.
Bro, why a dude so insecure, bro?
Maybe your guy just funny. Maybe he got a hidden talent. Like, you ever think about supporting your friend, bro? These dudes is weird as hell.
You know, I always used to say, I don't need my friends to be friends with my woman. Call it insecurity, but there's really no need for it. I mean, hi and bye, that's about it. As far as sitting around and chuckling together, nah. We gonna go play the game or do whatever it is we do, go fishing. Y'all don't need to get all buddy-buddy. Just period. Say what you want about me. Y'all can let me know what you think about this in the comment section.
She's a 10, but she cheers when your homie score a basket too. Like, what the f***? She got the fucking game. Ain't she rooting for the team?
With you, probably.
Right. It was your assist. You still mad?
Well, no. This is right, though. A lot of guys are insecure to the point where they don't want their woman leaving the house, really, without checking in every 10 minutes. It's ridiculous. To the point where, oh, wait, you work with a guy named Jim. How long you been working with him? Oh, okay, what department do you work in? Oh, the same as you. I mean, y'all work the same hour. Like, ridiculous. It's not that serious, bro. If she want to leave you or cheat on you, she going to do it. But it's the difference between being really insecure and just nipping certain stuff in the bud before it get out of control.
Very, very rare, valuable woman. My wife is like, it's like the ideal woman that you would want in this culture. One, she doesn't exist online.
Perfect.
First off.
Perfect.
That's
like trying to find one that doesn't have social media right now. Isn't.
That's going to be really hard, especially if you between 18 and 24. Look, you'll be better off just focusing on your craft, trying to build yourself up. Or just look, when you start talking to a chick, she seem cool, just ask her off top. Hypothetically, would you get rid of your social media for me? If a woman really into you, she'll ditch social media for you. Trust me. As extreme as it sounds.
People are going to say I'm a misogynist, blah, 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 this and that. The fact that my wife does not have an internet presence at all is incredible.
Yeah.
It's amazing.